You know, we're really trying to raise awareness about, you know, the challenges that people living with paralysis are facing on a day-to-day basis. And also, you know, in the vast majority of these communities that I'm going to, there are no facilities like Next Step.
Right.
So we'll be meeting with individuals and people within the community that are influential, and hopefully trying to get them excited and inspired to bring something like Next Step to those communities to support their disabled and paralysis population.
Excited to bring you this episode with a returning guest. On the show today is a guy by the name of Yanni Corey. Consider this guy a friend, just super killer personality, and he's on a mission. If you listen to our previous episode that we had with Yanni, which was episode 207, I suggest you take a listen to that one. He gets really into his story, which was in 2006, Yanni's life changed in a split second, like many of our patients. An avid athlete, former Georgetown University football player, was participating in a beach volleyball tournament. Between matches, he decided to take a tip in the Pacific Ocean and ran into the water and dove head first. But he hit, instead of a wave, a sandbar, fractured his C5, C6 vertebrae, like that, paralyzed from the neck down. Through his recovery, he found some things out, that recovery from spinal cord injury is sometimes limited by insurance regulations and lack of funds. So he took it upon himself to go and work with Dr. Susan Harkema in Kentucky and doing some locomotor training. Realized that that was really, really helpful, but that most people, like 6 million Americans living with paralysis, don't have access to that. So we started Next Step Fitness, essentially a facility that can provide really advanced neuro rehab to people who might have limited insurance funds. Listen, go listen to episode 207. It's a killer story. But today's episode, we get to talk to Yanni because he's going to do something. It's really big, and I'm going to let you listen to it in the episode. See? That's a radio tease. Episode brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking to get certified in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Find Johnny Owens and his team online at owensrecoveryscience.com. They're always pushing the edge. Hey, let's get to the episode now. Hit it!
Broadcasting to physical therapists around the world. This is the PT Pintcast. May I introduce?
Please allow me to introduce you to.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. On the show again, returning guest, no stranger to the program, Yanni Corey. Yanni, welcome back, man. Good to talk to you.
You too, brother. Thank you, Jimmy.
You sent me a text message, I don't know, a month, 2 months ago, and you outlined this idea that you're going to embark on in a couple of weeks, man. It's coming up quick. Let's start from the start. Next Step Fitness, for people who didn't listen to the first episode we had you on, what is Next Step Fitness? Describe that to someone who doesn't know.
So we are a nonprofit organization, and what we do is we build and operate state-of-the-art, affordable paralysis recovery centers across the country. I did my rehab 12 years ago at Fraser Rehab in Louisville, Kentucky, under Dr. Susan Harkema. And at the time, there are no facilities in California that offered locomotive therapy and all the activity-based therapy that I was doing at Fraser Rehab. So what we decided to do was start an organization, a nonprofit, and we took everything that they offered, the best hospital-based rehab center, took it out of the hospital, and put it into a community setting. So when your insurance drops you and you get kicked out of the hospital, you can still have access to the best, you know, rehab and fitness possible for the rest of your life. And we opened in LA 10 and a half years ago. And since then, now we've expanded to Atlanta, Orlando, Kansas City, Raleigh, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and we're just about to actually open our first international facility in the Ukraine and then hopefully New Zealand towards the end of the year. But as an organization, we are just trying to make sure that, you know, the 6 million people in the U.S. that live with paralysis and abroad have access to the best in rehab and fitness within their own community. You shouldn't have to fly or drive or move to a different city to just to get rehab and fitness.
Love it. I literally love everything that you just said. Love the story, and people should take a listen to that first episode on your backstory and how you got to that point. Love the fact that you're going international. And on our first episode, you said ultimate goal, you want to have a Next Step Fitness in every city in America, because as you mentioned, 6 million Americans and service members living with paralysis in the U.S. right now, that's, we got to do something for them, right? And that's why you exist. That's still the goal, right? Put a facility in every city.
Yeah, absolutely. And whether it's a Next Step or, you know, other families or organizations opening their own facilities. We just want to really create a movement and communities and everybody to understand the importance of what we're doing and what organizations like Next Step are doing.
Love it. You mentioned the word movement and making and creating a movement. I alluded to that text message you sent me about a month or two ago. You're going to go, and you're in LA, you're going to go from LA to DC in your power wheelchair. Is that correct? Do I have that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we leave on March 10th from Manhattan Beach, and the goal is to arrive in DC, Georgetown University, on May 15th. So I'll be riding, shout out to Permobile, they're donating to F5s for me, which is the chair I normally use. And I'll be riding a Permobile, and also this amazing company called Bowhead Corp. They build this really, it's an off-road, incredible chair slash electric bike that I'll be using kind of for the long stretches between the towns and the cities.
What's the, what was the name of that, the manufacturer of that again? Let's give another shout out. You got Permobile, and who was the second one?
Permobile, and then Bowhead Corp.
What's the top speed on something like that, ballpark?
So it depends. Some of the bikes and chairs that they make, they've gotten up to over 40 miles an hour. The one they're making for me, we're going to cap it about 20, flat and uphill at 20, and then downhill about 30.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is just the gears and so forth, because the goal is to get across the whole country. So we don't want to burn out the engine and the gears. So we're toning it down a little bit.
I like that. They're putting a governor. They're going to slow you down because they know you and they know you'd burn out the engine too fast. I love it.
Yeah. I'm really grateful for both of those. They both make amazing chairs. And it's going to be an exciting journey trying to figure out, navigate, and dealing with the batteries and all that. So it'll be
That's one question I was going to ask. As a cyclist, you going to have like a sag wagon? Like what's going to go along with you? A van, a bus, or what's going to be kind of out there supporting you?
Yeah, Brawn Ability is donating a van for me for the ride. And then we'll have a trailer with all my equipment. And my buddy Nick Moose Good, a documentary filmmaker who's going to be driving the van and also filming the entire excursion. And my nurse, Nina, will be with me. And then I've got a whole team of friends and supporters that are going to be riding bikes alongside me and taking different legs on. And we got a whole team that's going to be involved with this.
Yeah. So if you're along the route, and again, people can check out the route that Yanni's going to go at nextstepfitness.org. If you're along the route and you want to ride or run or walk or anything along with him, you can do that and help fundraise as well. The details again at that website. Smart man taking a pretty good southern route to stay warm. LA, you're going to hit some pretty cool spots, man. Joshua Tree, Phoenix, Albuquerque, going through the big old state of Texas, and then up to Oklahoma City, Little Rock, Memphis, Nashville. You're hitting some party towns. Knoxville, Charlotte, Raleigh, Richmond, and then ultimately D.C.
Yeah, I'm really excited just to see the country from such a unique perspective. And a lot of those cities I've never been to. It's going to be fun. And, we're going to be doing different events along the route. So if anybody listening wants to come and join us, feel free. All that will be stated on our website and the blog. And then the goal also is not only to raise money, but, we're really trying to raise awareness about, the challenges that people living with paralysis are facing on a day-to-day basis. And also, in the vast majority of these communities that I'm going to, there are no facilities like Next Step.
Right.
So we'll be meeting with individuals and people within the community that are influential and hopefully trying to get them excited and inspired to bring something like Next Step to those communities to support their disabled and paralysis population.
Love how you're putting your money where your mouth is and you're saying, look, that's a stretch. 3,000 miles, 14 cities in 2 months with one mission, and that ride for paralysis is going to be your hashtag if you want to follow along, as well as the Twitter feed, which is Next Step LA. And I do love the fact that you're going to bring a documentary filmmaker so people really get to see it. Because I think when people hear about someone doing a cross-country ride or doing something at this scale, this is as big as you get, man, across the country. This isn't going to be easy, right? This is going to take a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be easy, obviously, leaving the wife and, everything behind. And, I'm trying to be as smart as possible when it comes to staying fit along the way. So New Step donated a New Step bike for me. Galileo's giving me a vibration plate. So I'm going to be doing a lot of exercise along the way as well to make sure I'm trying to eat as healthy as possible. So it's making sure I'm taking care of my body along the route and being cognizant of the fact that I'm not doing my normal rehab every day. So
I think that's
going to be the biggest challenge. And obviously sleeping in a different bed every night and dealing with figuring out how to take showers and all of that. So 5 to 6 hours on the road every day will be a challenge. And Obviously, got to watch out for trucks and wild dogs and tornadoes. So that'll be another interesting part.
Yeah, but I love the fact that of the things that you're highlighting are things that you need to figure out how to navigate every single day. How do you get in and out of your hotel room? Okay, I'm in a new spot. How do I get in and out of the shower? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do, you know, stuff that someone who's not living with paralysis might take for granted every single day? You're going to put this on display in a pretty hardcore way, 3,000 miles in a little over 2 months. And I love the fact that, yes, you're raising funds, and we will highlight for the audience right now about $70,000 raised out of your $500,000 goal. So you got a pretty good start. But really, it's that awareness piece and letting people know how many people are affected with paralysis here in the U.S.
Yeah, exactly. And the vast majority of those people don't have access to the resources that, you know, they need and deserve. And that includes our, you know, wounded service members, and communities got to get behind it and make sure that people do have access to the best health care possible. If you do have access, you can live a long, healthy life, and you can get back to work and go to school and start families and all of that. But you, without that access, it's very challenging.
Very hard. Goal, $500,000. Well on your way right there with Yanni Corey from Next Step Fitness. Again, that website, nextstepfitness.org. You ready for three questions, Yanni?
Go for it.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
Three questions brought to you by our sponsors, Aureus Medical Staffing. They do travel PT. Yanni's going to visit more than a few states in his trek across the United States, 3,000 miles, 14 cities in 2 months. LA to DC. Aureus has PT positions in all 50 US states. Find them online at AURUSmedical.com. Yanni, what are you looking forward to the most? Which city are you looking to visit the most? What's on your list?
Oh man, honestly, like, I'm really excited to see all these big cities I've never been to, and we're doing some really fun events. So I'm more excited to find out afterwards kind of what was the most surprising and fun place I visited. So as of right now, I really don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I'm also really excited to just to visit small little towns that have like population of 500 where we're going to be, and just get to meet some folks in those towns and learn about their lives. And especially somebody living with paralysis in a small town like that, like what they're going through on a day-to-day basis and how they get by. And so yeah, I'm just excited to see the country from such a different perspective than I'm used to.
Good. We're going to be calling in, and hopefully we can get some of those stories as they're happening, you know, when they're still fresh in your mind. I'd love to record some of those and make like a nice little compilation episode. And also, you know, share little bits and pieces I'm sure you'll be doing on that social media site, so people know where Yanni is between LA and DC along his journey. Second question, what inspired you to do this? What made you say, I'm going to take an action, and it's going to be an action this big going across the country?
A couple of years ago, a group of friends and actually a group of folks, a bunch of them I'd never even met before, decided to ride bikes from Denver to LA to raise money for Next Step, for us to start a wounded service member scholarship fund. And they raised over $150,000. And I remember just being at the finish line waiting for them, and you know, when they got there, they were just so excited, and they had, you know, the absolute time of their life, and they had a million stories to share, and, you know, the friendships that they made along the way. I was just amazed by it, and I just knew that I wanted to do something like that. You know, prior to my injury, I was extremely adventurous and spontaneous and always seeking the new, you know, the new thrill. And but since, you know, I haven't had that opportunity. So when I saw them, the amazing time that they had, and then also the impact they made in the lives of so many people at Next Step, I, you know, right then and there, I pretty much said, I want to do something like this. And then, you know, they went Denver to LA, so why not go across the country?
You just wanted to be a one-upper, man. You wanted to say, oh, that's cute. You went from Denver. I'm going from LA.
Yeah, exactly. Well, why not?
Why not, man? Third question on three question is, who do you want to thank before you even get started? I know you mentioned some of your sponsors, but let's give them a shout out. I love when people jump in for projects like this, so feel free to thank a couple or all of them or whatever you got.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to, first I want to thank my wife, Susan Moffitt, for supporting me in this journey. It's going to be obviously a challenge for her as well, you know, to be back home by herself for a couple months handling everything. So I'm truly grateful that she's supporting me in this venture, and obviously my entire staff for holding down the fort. Beyond grateful for all of them. Nick, who's driving, and my nurse, Nina Prosser, and all the riders that are going to be coming along with me. Big shout out to Vineyard Vines and my dear friend Ian Murray and Shep Murray from growing up. They've been huge supporters of Next Step since day one. Permobile, Brawn Ability, Bowhead Corp, and Body Armor. And also, big shout out to Adam Callanan and Bottle Keeper. We're going to be doing a few really fun Bottle Keeper happy hours across the journey. Ray Whale Gin. We're doing a fun event with my friends at Urban Clamp, Scott Bailey, and Ray Whale Gin. My buddy Mark Isovich and QP Consulting. Everybody at the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. Shade Shares, which is an amazing sunglass company that is actually, they're making sunglasses in a village in Kenya. So employing people in Kenya in small villages to make sunglasses for us, which is incredible. Amazing, amazing group of supporters. Galileo, another one. New Step.
You got a team, man. You got a squad.
Yeah, we got an amazing squad.
Taking off from LA on March 9th. I definitely want to talk and have some experiences that you've had to share with the audience along the way. And listen, we'll share it via social media. I would love to promote those nights, do the happy hours. Let's see if we can get some PTs in those towns. PTs are everywhere. We can get a couple PTs to show up and show some support, get a picture with you, throw a donation in there. That's a win for us.
Yeah, I believe the first one with Bottle Keeper is going to be at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers on March 20th in Old Town Scottsdale.
I like the name of the place. You've already got me a cheeseburger, so I'm in.
All right.
All right, nextstepfitness.org. Yanni, wishing you the best. Don't blow the motors out on the chairs too early in the experience. If you want to follow along, we're going to have it on our social media at PT Pinecast, following Yanni. If you want to follow his steps, check him out at Next Step LA. And hey, congratulations, man. 10 years strong at Next Step. Good on you guys.
Yeah, thank you. It's been an amazing roller coaster. But it's been exciting, so thank you very much.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. They're more than just a tape company. They're a movement company. Rock Tape helps athletes of every level go stronger, longer, with the best kinesiology tape, cutting-edge education, and fitness support products. Rock Tape wants people to move more and move better. Find them online at rocktape.com/medical.
Last thing we do is The Parting Shot. What parting words do you have before you hit the road for the audience? For your 3,000 mile ride for paralysis.
Nothing but thanks for any support, and really appreciate everybody on my team who's coming along and supporting us. Right now, I'm kind of excited, nervous, and anxious, and I don't really know what to think. So all I can say is support, spreading the word is greatly appreciated.
I love that you're taking this thing on, man. Paralysis not holding you back. You know, you're still this adventurous dude, and you go get to do something awesome, and for a lot of other people, for a great cause. So good on you. Last thing I want to say to you, Yanni, Sisu, brother. We'll see you along the way, okay?
All right, Sisu. Thank you, Jimmy.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Want to thank Brooks Rehabilitation, their Institute of Higher Learning, for sponsoring the show. Residency and fellowship opportunities is what they offer. Check them out at brooksihl.org. Also hosting their fourth annual scholarly symposium that's going on June 22nd in Jacksonville, Florida. Information about the symposium can be found at brooksihl.org. Keynote presentation this year by the editor of PTJ, Alan Jetty. I'll be on hand doing some talks and some live podcasting. Looking for CEUs and to expand your knowledge base? Look no further than brooksihl.org. Our home on the internet. PTPintcast.com. Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.